60. Well, we are beginning another day, another new day, where we can add a little bit to our connection. We feel, I believe, from one day to the next, that each day we have a new connection. We feel a little bit more the new atmosphere, where we're all in one place between us. It's not that there you have some Bnei Baruch who are all sitting there while others are sitting in all kinds of places that are far away from this center. Rather, today we're all equal. The situation is much more comfortable, it's much better. More and more we are being drawn to feel the connection between us, specifically in such a virtual way that is unrelated to place, unrelated to anything, but only our inner feeling is what should show us how we connect and how we come closer to each other. This is why I'm actually happy about this opportunity that the virus is giving to us and how much we more and more are coming closer and feeling each other in a new way, closer than before. Well, let us read the article, or at least a part of it. Then we will get into our work. So the most important is for all of us to be together, to feel where is this place, this center between us, where we all should connect, we should all be drawn there to that center between us. There we will discover the Creator. Please go.
Question to what Eyal just asked. So the question is how to work with the evil inclination that's revealed, especially during this period. It's felt very hard.
With the evil inclination, we work only in one way. If you're truly against the evil inclination, then first of all, you need to try to come closer to the friends. Then for sure, you're working against the evil inclination. Because if you're not first coming closer to the friends, then for sure, you remain in the evil inclination, and it is manipulating you, spinning you, so that you won't. Please be loud.
He's asking in what way we need to be in contact with the darkness so as to be able to enter the light.
We need to feel that the darkness is controlling us and that we have no choice. We are truly trapped within this darkness, and all we can do is to cry out. And the people of Israel signed from the work to cry out and ask and plead and cry so that the Creator will save us from the darkness. Then we come out. Each time, it's only in such a way. If I'm not crying out for the Creator to save me, then I'm not in darkness and I'm not asking and the Creator doesn't save me. This must be clear to us. The feeling of the darkness means disconnection from the Creator, disconnection from the friends, disconnection from the will to bestow. That's called darkness. Then I cry out, I yell, and I receive an answer against that, meaning according to my request. When I feel that I'm in the will to receive and not in the will to bestow, it's not that I'm losing something here or I'm gaining something in a way that is with respect to others, with respect to something, but only with respect to the force of bestowal. I move away from it, so I cry out, help me, save me. Holland number one.
It's very confusing. Let's say that. What is the? Can you explain what's the difference between faith and bestowal?
Faith and bestowal. The force of faith is the force of Bina, that is not aimed towards anything. It is simply that I exist in the force of Bina. The force of bestowal is when I'm already aimed towards someone's will to receive someone's will to receive, and towards his will to receive, I perform a calculation. How do I fill him up? And then I perform an act of bestowal. I cannot ask for the force of bestowal from the Creator. I need to have a deficiency, someone to bestow to. Then I will ask for forces. Otherwise, what am I, just crying out? But the force of faith, I can ask for it. For him to give me that force of faith. It's a general force when I don't want to be in order to receive. Well, it's a good question.
The person should take it as fact that whatever is in him comes from the Creator, and in that respect he does not exist. And from that point on he begins to react, to respond. He begins to see himself, to accept the fact that he is just a created being in the hands of the Creator. He has nothing of itself, of his own thoughts, desires, actions. He's like a puppet. The Creator holds him like that and plays with him. That's the person, the human being.
So what action then remains if you're a puppet?
To be like that puppet, turning to the Creator who created it and beginning to understand that it wants to be independent in some way. In what way? To do everything that the Creator does with that with everything the Creator does with the puppet will agree with it. It's called annulment, being in adhesion. And if the Creator awakens in its different forces, making it disagree with the Creator, then this puppet understands this, and regardless, despite or above these forces that come against the Creator, that puppet wants to be above that, with the Creator. That is called above the Tzimtzum and Masach.
This kind of behavior, this kind of connection, where does it bring us? What does it bring us to a more advanced state? Or
it brings us to adhesion with the Creator, opposite the whole evil inclination which the Creator awakens in us. This puppet in the hands of the Lord, this puppet is willing to have all sorts of forces awaken in it against the Creator, seemingly. It's willing to accept that while constantly asking to be connected to the Creator above these forces. This is the meaning of overcoming the evil inclination. I'll tell you, Vlad, this is improving every day. We are now beginning to emerge, to rise to a certain platform, to a plateau, a field which the Creator has blessed, where we feel that we are equals, we exist as equals. It's very good that the Creator broke apart the central Petach Tikva thing. It's really good because now we are on the same plane, all of us together. No distortions where we see some at the center, some further away, where these people are doing me a favor, connecting with me, and so on. You see, now we are all as one. We can be as one. And this is how we will advance. And of course, from day to day, we will see how the Creator awakens us through the evil inclination, and we will feel that we are falling, we descend, we are displeased, each one is straying from the path in his own particular direction, but we need to understand. We talked about navigation today, right? The gyro, which is constantly maintaining the right direction. It can't go straight forward all the time. It needs to have like -1, +1, -1, +1. And then in the middle, you get the zero. That is how to follow the right course and the right line. And we too need to see that the Creator is awakening us one time for minus, then for plus, and it doesn't matter if it's the minus or the plus. What matters is that we're constantly aiming towards Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Israel is each of us, the person who wants to achieve Yashalkel, wants to achieve that, and the Torah is the group where we work with the reforming light called the Torah. Yes, I have created the evil inclination, which is revealed in the group between us. Only there, only the egoistic desire that is revealed between the friends in the group is called the evil inclination. Everything else, all the rest is beastliness. It's the degree of animate. We don't even talk about it. So we are talking about the evil inclination that's between us, not allowing us to connect, where we disregard each other and so on, and then we ask the Creator to take care of us. So it's a person relative to the group, working with the group, where he wants to feel everyone as one. He cannot do that, so he asks the Creator to take care of it. And this is what each of us does, and that's our work. That's all of it. And we will do it. We'll accomplish it, I'm certain. And very quickly, this virus is medicine. It's very powerful medicine. It burns away all the shells. It's antibiotics.
Above reason.
Wait. I heard that all of Italy is paralyzed. For what reason? So that you will finally connect. What else do you have to do? You now have to disseminate over all the networks, saying that if this country wants to emerge from this with profit, great profit, it needs to connect together. It needs to feel that this harmful factor, this virus, requires connection of us. It deliberately does these things to us so that we will connect together. Tell that to everyone. What else do you want? For something worse to come? God forbid, but that could happen. That could be. So what came now? What is it? Such a huge problem? But what he did? No. We who study the wisdom of Kabbalah wanted this world to stop engaging with lies, nonsense, garbage, to stop destroying our ecology, the earth, the water, the air, and so forth. And we didn't know. How can we do that? We need to go to the rulers of the world, to Trump, to Berlusconi. Well, it's not Berlusconi now. Someone else. Putin also. Merkel, and beg them to change something. No, a tiny little invisible virus comes around and immediately, chick, everyone are sitting like little dogs looking at that virus. Whatever it wants, we will do, so long as it doesn't touch us. So beautiful. So you need to make use of this time. It came for you to really go into all the networks, every place, and explain to everyone that it's not a virus, it's medicine, it's a cure. It's written also, you read, it's in the article, it says, the article, everything are corrections, everything, it's all corrections. It's only medicine, nothing bad ever comes from the Creator, only good. It's just us who cannot see this due to our own corruptions. And you need to constantly, constantly connect together. To use all your time for that. Read, write, adapt things, disseminate to the whole world. This is our opportunity. Right now, the Creator is testing, checking to see if we are ready to lead the world to connection, to correction rather. If not, He will let someone else do it. But this has been done for you, for your sake. Me? I'm already done. I finished my work. I'm just here, remaining to give you a little bit more of something. Right? Now is the time for dissemination and connection between us. And dissemination.
You probably are not sharing it with everyone. I don't know. I don't understand in dissemination. Or it could be that the videos are such that even it's best that they don't see them. We need to scrutinize this. I don't understand when it comes to dissemination. Maybe it's because the video is not qualitative or the topic is not desirable or asked for. I don't know. But we have to try with all our might. This is our time. You understand this? So just try. Don't turn to me. As far as dissemination, don't turn to me. I can't do a thing. Just to say every morning that we need to disseminate. And the next morning, I want to hear from you that you really did it, or you really succeeded. And that's the only thing that the Creator takes into consideration. He doesn't take into consideration to anyone personally, and also in no 10 personally. But you are drawing humanity This is the only thing the Creator is taking into consideration. This is why we're in the last generation.
Rav, зачем нас создали таким образом, что мы можем улучшить свое состояние только через боль, крик, просьбу?
Rav. Why were we made in such a way that we can improve our situation only through pain, crying out, requesting?
It's a pain and a cry because you don't appreciate this path and the goal. Otherwise, you would be joyous, you'd be singing on the way you're going and where you're advancing towards, and you discover that there's no other way to lead you to identify with the Creator, to the degree of the Creator, but only in this way, where if you were in place of the Creator, you wouldn't be able of stabilizing the way any other way. And then this path wouldn't appear to you as filled with crying and tears and torments. Why? It's not that way. The moment you start to see that you're with the friends and with the Creator, you're in joy, singing, advancing every day. You don't want it to end. You don't want it to end. You know when the end of correction is? When you don't want it to end. That's when it's called. You need to do that in an organized fashion. Tell me how. You can send all the posts to me so that I press, even without reading it, and I'll click OK, and for it to get spread in my name as well. I'm willing. And that's how each and every one needs to do. Without that, there will be no connection between us. We won't compose a spiritual partsuf if we don't support one another in such a way. The main thing is the connection by us appearing before everyone in a connected manner, before the whole world. What is it? Not each is supporting the other's posts. Bring them to me. I will do it. So there'll be one person that's responsible for all of that and arranges it and sends it to everyone. What do you mean? The main thing is that you're not doing it. That's the reposting or liking or sharing. That's a problem that shows that you don't have a connection, that you don't understand that you're doing one job, one task, one mission. This is really what you just said to me. It's like you're spitting at one another. You're rejecting one another. Oh boy. And you want to succeed? You will have nothing if it continues this way. I need to see the work of the friend more. So we need to depict to ourselves by me trying to connect with the friends. I'm connecting with the Creator, because the moment I leave them, I'm disconnecting from the Creator. The Creator is in them. Although I don't feel this right now, I want to make all my efforts to connect to them until I feel the Creator is in them. And then I will be in constant contact with the Creator. No, contact, no. Disconnect, connection. All done like this. In a start-stop format. Start-stop. And from all these things, the more I do them and more I do them, I rise in the degree.
In resembling this above form of life.
Now we just need to write before us. First of all, I must constantly, as much as possible, as many times a day, connect to my 10, to my group, to my friends, and to feel as much as possible. Maybe I can't feel it yet, but to try to feel as much as possible that by this I connect with the Creator, that the Creator is hiding behind the friends, and that when I connect to them, I intend that in such a way I want to connect to Him. And each time, the Creator is through the friends to Him, through the friends to Him. I have no other possibility. I don't. This is the very condition. Otherwise, I will have no connection with the Creator. Because a connection with the Creator can only be in the form of bestowal. How do I know what bestowal is? If I manage to connect to the friends, then I succeed at connecting to the Creator as well. It's truly to that extent. Hence, we write before us throughout the day that we need to connect to the friends, to remind ourselves of it. We don't even need to call them on the phone, to remember how I'm connecting to them and want to be with them in one heart, in one soul. Just as I depict to myself that I'm connecting to the Creator this way. After several such approaches, we will feel that we're connecting to the Creator, that He truly is behind the friends.
In your direction.
I don't know. It's not a matter of me connecting through my phone. I barely use such means. Only for information, if I need something to ask, or they're asking me. So I'm called. Because the main thing is the connection needs to be inside, internal. I try when I'm eating, when I'm listening to the news, when I'm reading an article. It doesn't matter in what. I try to constantly renew my internal connection with them, that they're in me. And slowly, slowly, these exercises really help. They build inside of a person in these ascents and descents. Sometimes I don't want to think about them. Sometimes I do. And in those ascents and descents, we build, each and every one builds in him a special approach that is ready for connection.
My thought towards them, where's the Creator?
Inside of them. If I manage to connect to them, to truly enter between them, let's say, where there's something that is common between us, that is where the Creator is for sure. There's no other place and there is no other quality, but rather just the rule. The Creator is called the collective, the one who includes them all. My inclusive. So I, when I come to a connection with the friends, I want to discover between them the Creator. This is the whole matter of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. He knew that even with his small students, if he's with them, if he's their friend, if he subdues himself towards them, subjugates himself before them, then they bring him the form of the Creator, the quality of the Creator, the image of the Creator. That's the main thing. And this is what I need to stabilize inside the ten. Now, according to Tzvika's question, in the multitude of masses is the glory of the King. What does he mean? He means that when I connect to the ten, if I want to increase, grow the Creator before me, because the Creator is called Bore, Bo'ure, come and see. So I need to increase the ten to another ten, to a bigger ten, until I grow it to the whole of humanity. And then I discover the Creator in His glory and He Himself in a full and whole way. This is called the what today is considered a necessity desire.
Desire for necessity or necessary desire is only to be with the friends, because then you discover the Creator that fills the space between you, and the Creator gives you everything. Don't worry about anything. Both flower and Torah, everything will be inside. Both light and all of life. Only one thing is needed, a connection.
Rav, how do I draw all of humanity into the ten?
First of all, arrange the ten together with the ten. When you turn to humanity, you'll see how humanity will hear you. That's what they said earlier. We disseminate, we spread the material, and they don't feel us, they don't pay attention to us. It's because you're turning to them not from within your connection. Try to turn to them from the connection between you, and you'll see how everyone will come to you and will suddenly want to be with you. You don't have the force of attraction. That force can come only as a result of your connection. And everyone will look at you. Well, what's up with you? It's like when we sing how the Creator wants to return to Him all the nations. And then the nations will say, the Creator did great with us, and we were as dreamers. That's because we connect. That's the meaning of the Creator bringing us back to Him. He's bringing us back to connection. He's revealed in the connection. We need to be a system where He's revealed. And if each of you disseminates in your own personal form, it's not felt, it's not working on humanity. Like you, there are millions who disseminate all sorts of things. When you connect and disseminate, then it will be something special. You'll have, there will be a divine